The machines are so expensive themselves, and the tests cost so much. Although it kind of bothers me that I just heard, I heard a gentleman talking, Dr. Zeller, here in town. He's got a clinic on Wells Avenue, and he can do the blood tests and all, and see you and all, $70. He foots the bill, you pay him back. And these kind of clinics are springing up all over the place, and they're making deals with the hospitals as well as the x-ray labs and blood labs. And they're making deals, and they're giving them a better deal, giving them a good price where people can go and afford it that don't have insurance. He takes no insurance.
Really?
Yeah. Sean's suited up. What's going on?
But is he licensed?
No. No.
Oh, good.
It's like the dentist and the trainer. I have no license.
I wanted to check first before I went over there.
Come on. Be real.
You're talking about the guy that was doing dental work in his trailer?
No, but Dr. Zeller is. He is an actual doctor, and they do diabetes over there, do everything, anything. You can go over there. And more of these clinics is my point. St. Mary's better get with it because they're already way out of line.
You don't even want to hear my radical ideas for a medical profession.
I think it should be
deregulated completely. Let anybody who wants to practice medicine practice it. Let us make our choices about who we want to go to, and then the whole system would solve itself.
Okay. Well, you got a good point there as far as let us all make our own decisions. I do agree with that, but there's just so many shady characters out there, JP. What are we going to do?
I know, but we do have brains. The consumer does have brains.
Oh, really?
And we need something that does not require a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have to go to a doctor
and pay a
doctor. Like
a man with a pair of pliers when you have a bad tooth.
Maybe we need a blood test. Maybe we need a IV. We don't need to go to a doctor for this stuff. The nurse is completely adequate.
Well, and I think you've just come up with the way things are headed, and especially with the astronomical costs of everything at medical centers. And these little clinics and medical centers are springing up all over the place with doctors and nurses and doctor's assistants are springing up and taking care of patients.
Right.
And they're doing it very capably.
And sometimes you just want to be reassured so, you know, the little lady down the street could hang out a shingle and just talk to you. Yeah, I know you've got a sore throat.
Get a mud
pack.
It's
going to get better.
Get a mud pack. Get a potato on that. Ooh, looks like blood poisoning. Put a potato there.
There's a couple of Walmarts that actually have clinics in them, too.
See?
See?
So they're springing up all over.
Walmart's getting into it. You know it's going to go down in price.
Your point is to privatize.
Right.
That's what we need to do. Free enterprise, right? Yeah, the capitalistic country.
Lawyers, too. Do we really need a lawyer sometimes? We just need someone to fill out the paperwork and file it.
Well, that's why
And LegalZoom came along, and they're capitalizing on that, aren't they?
Yeah. He's pretty entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? The attorney.
I know that he's making a lot of money.
Everybody's going, boy, we forget so quick. We forget so quick. In Carson City, the Bureau of Land Management has given the okay for Ormit Technologies. They're going to proceed with a geothermal exploration project in northern Nevada. Woohoo! It's going to be in Fallon, Churchill County. 610 acres of public land about 60 miles east of Fallon. BLM's approval allows construction of 27 explorations. They're going to have drill pads.
There's geothermal all over this area.
All over this area. And good, because we have springs.
A lot of the electricity gets sold to California because they have those regulations. They have to have so much of their
energy.
There you
go again with the regulations.
Yeah.
Getting into everything. So that's interesting. That's going to create some jobs for our state. The state also is finding
One guy to monitor the meter. I mean, how many jobs is involved
in that? Well, no. There's a lot in the drilling process.
In the construction part, but once it's up and running, when you just got one guy watching the meter.
Move on, drill another one. Like a franchise, you know?
He phones in once a day. Yep, everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Electricity's going out.
We got a new hole. Send them in. Also, the state is fining 7 Democrats in the Nevada Assembly $150 each for violating campaign finance laws. I got this out of the Las Vegas
$150?
$150. Oh, pfft.
Wow. Yeah.
Democrats. That'll stop them. They didn't report all of their campaign expenses in violation of state law. It could be a lot bigger than that. That's really small. $150.
That seems like a mighty tiny fine.
Assembly members, Marilyn DeNiro, Peggy Pierce, Lucy Flores, David Bozian, Skip Daly, Debbie Smith.
Probably all Vegas people.
Majority leader. So, yeah, they're all gamblers. State law requires that reporting all of the money spent from the campaign, that's a state law. And they said that they just, they were so busy they couldn't get to it. Come on. Yeah. Tell them, you're a CPA.
I tried doing that with the IRS. They just won't listen to that excuse.
You know what?
I was busy.
You put that up there for me, Sean, and you know what? Look at this. I've got my notes here on this, so I'm not looking. Oh, LegalZoom. There we go. Oh, see, back to LegalZoom.
Robert Shapiro is the one
you referred to. Yeah, Shapiro. That's who I was trying to think of. From
It was founded by actually several people, but yeah, he's the most notable.
It is. It's like $200. Same thing it would cost you to go downtown and to the city hall and get your business license. $200. You can do it right there online.
They got everything at LegalZoom.
They got everything online. Everything online. All right, let's take a break. That's about it. I didn't find too much more going on. 150 years, and Nevada's going to receive $1 million in federal grants to help the homeless veterans. Did anybody hear if the veterans, if they won the $250,000? Did they?
Did they really?
Yes, look cool. at that. All right. Plus, we got another million. Oh, boy, this is good stuff. You're with Broadview. Thanks for tuning in. Please come back. We've got JP's Moment of Common Sense coming up right here on The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Nature provides wonderful solutions for everyday health challenges. One such useful tool is a group of superfoods that support whole health. They help us to adapt to life better, and in fact, they are called adaptogens. And what's really convenient is these amazing herbs are available in a tasty formula called Shentrition. This blend of adaptogenic herbs and superfoods helps to support the body's natural vitality, balance, and longevity. Touted for its effectiveness in 3 books, Shentrition is a great whole health formula. It's found locally at the Reverse Aging Wellness Center, Reno's Healthy Oasis. Combine Shentrition with the center's healing therapies, and you'll feel why Shentrition is the number one favorite formula at Reverse Aging. Also available online at www.shentrition.com. That's Shentrition.com. And use the coupon Reverse Aging to get free shipping. That's Shentrition, like nutrition, and guaranteed you will feel the results.
So, Josh, have you thought about a career after high school? Josh, would you please stop texting?
Absolutely, dude.
And get your feet off my desk. So what are you leaning towards?
I was thinking of becoming a rock star.
A rock star?
Oh, yeah, dude. They get to sleep late, and they're really rich, and they get tons of hot girls.
Well, you know, Josh, I happen to have RenoHelpWanted.com up on my computer. And I don't see any job openings for rock star.
Anything under heavy metal hair bands or awesome bass players?
Gee, no. But I do see jobs in sales, nursing, truck driving, plumbing, carpentry, lots of jobs for electricians.
But hot babes dig rock stars, dude.
Do hot babes dig unemployed losers who live in their parents' basements?
I don't know, dude. Do they?
Actually, they do.
Dude.
Please stop calling me dude.
Sorry, bro.
Whether you're an accountant, a truck driver, a carpenter, or a plumber, find the job you're looking for at RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Having financial needs? The tax season is here and the deadline is approaching. Cartlidge Cartlidge and Company started 52 years ago. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. And JP and I are gawking at the very beautiful 23-year-old Jenna Talakova, who was the Vancouver beauty who was in the Miss Universe pageant contest.
And used to be a man.
They disqualified her. Yeah, because
are you serious?
She's 6 foot was
five?
Born. No, I just
okay,
said. And her hands are as big as both my hands.
She looks beautiful.
No. Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah.
Do you think she should be allowed to compete even though she was born a man?
I think she should be allowed to compete.
Well,
why
all right,
not?
Then Obama should be allowed to be president even though he wasn't born in this country.
Is she a beautiful woman or not? That's what we're trying to judge. So,
Yeah, she is.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but how would you like to take her home and then find out? How would you feel about that?
Well, apparently she's not a man anymore.
She's not a man anymore.
Let's not get into that.
Let's not.
Makes me wince.
Okay. Made him winced. Okay, so now we have, what's your moment of common sense about
it's
today?
It's titled Cost of a Child.
Oh, okay. I got to get the Kleenex or some stuff.
Nope.
All right. Here's JP's moment of common sense.
I have a lot of things that irritate me, more than most people, I guess, but doggone it, there are often good reasons for my irritation. Here's an example. Those calculations about how much it costs to have a baby. Are these people serious? First of all, is the subject of cost even appropriate when talking about a baby? It's a baby, for crying out loud. Your child. A gift from God. Every baby is a miracle, and who puts a price tag on a miracle? I'm trying to imagine Jesus thinking about rising from the dead and saying to himself, gee, this will cost some money. I'll be walking the earth for 3 more days, which means food, water, sandals, a place to sleep. Maybe it's not worth it. The cost of having a baby calculations show up every year in newspaper stories, usually late summer to early fall, and they're plain, old, unadulterated nonsense. There are even websites where you input your location and income and a few other factors, then they give you the cost of raising your child to age 18. They don't include college. If you want to include college, double or triple the figure they give you. First of all, why does my location matter? According to BabyCenter.com's calculator, there's a Maginot-like baby cost line that separates the West from the Midwest at the Nebraska state border, from the South at the Texas border, and the Northeast is a little baby-raising territory of its own. Seems kind of weird that it makes any difference where the baby is born. According to BabyCenter.com, the cost of raising a child here in Reno is $321,140. The cost in Michigan, where I raised my 2 daughters, is $20,000 less. Boy, good thinking on my part. But wait, it could have been even cheaper in Texas. I don't know why. Maybe they don't feed their kids in Texas, or they send them across the river to eat in Mexico. Here's what I think. I think they're padding those numbers with crap to scare people out of having babies. There's no way I managed an extra $600,000 to raise my daughters. No way. The number is ridiculous. First of all, I noticed they include $4,620 a year for housing. Housing? I thought the little runt was supposed to live with me. The baby doesn't get its own apartment, right? So if I have a place to live, which I'm already paying for, how does my annual housing suddenly go up by $4,600? Another cost included in that number is transportation. Maybe the baby is supposed to get her own Camaro right away. I don't know. My kids never got one, that's for sure, even when they were old enough to drive. Go ahead, ask them. They're still bitter about it. Down at the bottom of the website, there's some small print that explains everything. The cost numbers come from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The government. No wonder the numbers are ridiculous. This is how the left attacks us from all sides. I've written and talked about the fundamentally anti-life viewpoint of liberal politics. From being pro-abortion to elevating the state over individuals, from birth control mandates to taxes on carbon, the most reliable indicator of liberalism is a person's attitude toward human life. Of course they will magnify the cost of a child. They want to discourage people from having babies. Maybe they think humans are bad for the environment. Maybe they think there's not enough food. They always have some sort of convoluted reason. The fact that we're having more than 1 million abortions every year isn't enough to satisfy them, nor is mandating contraception for people who don't think it's proper. They also want to discourage people from conceiving. And guess what? That still won't be sufficient. The next step will be killing babies after they're born. And if you think that's far-fetched, remember that our president advocated exactly that as a state senator in Illinois. Now, believe it or not, this evil notion is becoming mainstream. On February 23rd, two professors, one from Oxford in the UK, the other from Italy, published a paper in the Journal for Medical Ethics where they argued for the right of women to kill their babies after birth. They call it afterbirth abortion. See what I mean? There are doggone good reasons for my irritation. That's today's dose of common sense.
Now I feel irritated.
At me or at what I'm saying?
No, because it just seems to be so phenomenally stupid.
Afterbirth abortion?
Afterbirth abortions?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? What kind of a firestorm is that going to cause?
It already has. The Journal for Medical Ethics has already gotten a lot of angry letters.
Well, yeah, they don't want us to have contraception, but they think afterbirth abortions are going to be on the rise? What?
The female professor is saying, this isn't something I was trying to get into law. I was just doing a thought experiment.
A thought experiment.
Whatever. It was a dumb thought experiment.
Well, now, how about China? Do you have any idea how they control the population over there? I know you're only allowed to have boys.
One child.
You can have one child, and it has to be a boy.
You know, what you're talking about is they want boys.
They want boys.
So they only allowed one. If they have a girl, they have a tendency to want to kill them. So
Right.
That's what happens when the state starts controlling the birth rate.
Wow, that's incredible, JP. You're kind of scary with that common sense. Check out JP's common sense each and every week at jpattitude.com. We're going to take a break, get you your local news, and when we come back, Dr. John Murphy is going to join me from UNR Medical Center, and with a whole new research they've done where they take fat and put it into your joints.
Doesn't sound good.
And your body loves it.
Your body loves it.
Yeah, your body loves it. We'll be back. You're on Broadview on KBZZ Reno Sparks.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Trayvon Martin may be gone, but many people in Sanford, Florida are making sure he's not forgotten. The unarmed black teenager was shot and killed by neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman.
I'm Peter King. Several hundred marchers came to Sanford Police Headquarters demanding that shooter George Zimmerman be arrested. Sanford City Manager, an African-American, this message.
You may look like us, but you ought to show some sign.
NAACP National Chairman Rosalind Brock.
There's a new sheriff in town. And that sheriff's name is Justice.
Norton Bonaparte, the city manager, says he is actively looking for a new police chief. Trayvon Martin case is now in the hands of state and federal investigators. Peter King, CBS News, Sanford, Florida.
We're in the final stages of March Madness. The final four college men's basketball games about to get underway. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman joins us live. Steve, who's up first?
Well, Sam, the first of the semifinals is about to begin. It matches two teams that really don't like each other, Kentucky and Louisville. The bitter interstate rivals have never met in a game with so much at stake. Fans supporting both teams are here. This Kentucky fan sounding sarcastically gracious.
We don't hold a grudge against Louisville. I mean, you know, they lose gracefully. That's fine.
This Louisville fan, though, a bit more direct.
I hate them. I hate Kentucky.
The second game has Ohio State and Kansas. The two winners play Monday for the championship. Live at the Final Four in New Orleans, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
We don't know who they are yet, but at least three people are a lot richer today than they were yesterday. There were three winning tickets sold in the $640 million Mega Millions lottery in Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland. Mitt Romney sounding like a candidate who's sure he's going to clinch the nomination. He's in Wisconsin ahead of Tuesday's contest, focusing on President Obama, not his remaining GOP rivals. Chief political strategist Greg Valliere at Potomac Research says Rick Santorum is really fighting a rear guard action now.
I think Santorum may try to hang on until the 24th of April. You've got big primaries then, including in his home state of Pennsylvania. If he could win there, he still might run a little bit longer, but it's all about delegates, and Romney has the delegates.
Newt Gingrich says this election is too important for him to quit. Windy, dry weather has prompted emergency officials in Jefferson County, Colorado, to warn residents of about 500 homes to be ready to evacuate. Firefighters have been battling a big wildfire in the area southwest of Denver. Lance Shule is with County Incident Management.
With the wind that's coming in today, we just want to keep a real close eye on that. The fire still poses a danger, but we've got boots on the ground that are trying to make sure that all the hot spots are out.
The blaze is about 90% contained right now. A shark search is underway in southwestern Australia after a fatal attack on a man diving near a beach with his brother. It's the fourth fatal shark attack in Australia since September, all of them off the continent's southwest corner. This is CBS News.
My wife